Richard Mostyn, the member of the Legislative Assembly for the Whitehorse West Riding and Community Services Minister, won't be seeking re-election in the upcoming territorial elections that have yet to be called. The Yukon Liberal Party made the announcement in a press release on July 30, in which the party thanked Mostyn for nearly 10 years of public service, including close to 9 in elected office. In the past, Mostyn has held the titles of minister responsible for the Yukon Workers' Safety and Compensation Board, Highways and Public Works Minister, and Minister of the Public Service Commission. He told the news in May, shortly after former Premier Ranj Pillai announced he would be stepping aside after a new leader is found, that the talent and experience of the present cabinet exceeds any other he had served on since he was first elected in November 2016, or that he covered during his time as a reporter before then. Mostyn previously worked at the news for 22 years, after arriving to the territory in 1989, according to his bio on the Liberals' website. He suggested the unity within the group of Liberals is unheard of in his years of observation. Mostyn said to watch for a fresh slate of faces and fresh ideas in the upcoming elections. In 2021, Mostyn won the riding by 22 ballots, with 398 ballots cast in his favor. That was over Yukon Party candidate Angela Drainville, who received 376 votes, and Ron Davis of the Yukon NDP with 229. Mostyn's party got elected with a minority government that has stayed in power through a confidence and supply deal with the Yukon NDP. Premier Mike Pemberton, who was sworn in just over a month ago following a contested Liberal leadership contest, has a quote in the Liberals' release noting Mostyn's respect for the public service, collaborative approach and lasting impact when it comes to building safer, stronger communities in the Yukon. Pemberton previously hinted that he was eyeing Mostyn's riding to run in so he could try to get a seat in the Yukon legislature. Mostyn is quoted in the release giving props to the public servants who make government work. Their dedication, creativity, and professionalism have allowed us to move big things forward, from wildfire prevention to housing to historic infrastructure development, he said. I look forward to following what Premier Pemberton and his team will continue to build. The Liberals said Mostyn advocated tirelessly for community safety, housing, and resilient public infrastructure. The release indicates he was a major player in bolstering wildfire prevention and emergency response in the Yukon. He worked to deliver the Dawson City Recreation Center, which is being built after years of delay, as noted in the release. He heard directly from Yukoners and focused on hearing from rural Yukon, per the release. The release boasts projects he got behind such as a new fire hall and arena in Carmax, the Darius Elias Community Center in Old Crow, and a new gymnastics and climbing facility in Whitehorse. The party claims he led record levels of lot development in Whistle Bend as part of addressing the territory's housing shortage. Mostyn has faced some scrutiny more recently from a small but loud group of community members upset by the closure of some rural solid waste transfer stations and Raven Re-Center over the recycling center's contract. Mostyn joins the two most recent former premiers, who are also currently Liberal MLAs and ministers, that have announced they won't be running again, Pillai and Sandy Silver. Territorial elections are legislated to occur on or before November 3 and must be called as of October 3. Contact Dana Hatherley at dana.hatherley@yukon-news.com.